6 months ago today, 25 Kansas City Chiefs fans went to Union Station to celebrate the Super Bowl victory and left with bullet wounds. Nearly half of them were under 18. Countless more children experienced the trauma firsthand. These kids continue to endure fear, anger, and sleep problems. For our ongoing series, The Injured, with KFF Health News, KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports.
15-year-old Maria Nelson had to beg her mom to let her skip school and drive to the downtown parade with her friends. Her mom relented and suggested the teenager should leave early to get a good spot. But, of course, they're teenagers. So when they finally did arrive, they missed the parade, and Maria says the thicket of people was kind of a bummer.
So we were just stuck in between so many people the whole time. And then when we got out, I got shot. So, yeah, it was boring.
Boring in the beginning, maybe, but then it was chaos. She crawled to a nearby tree and sat up against it.
I didn't know I got shot in my arm, though. I didn't know where I got shot at first. I just saw blood all on my hands.
The bullet grazed Maria's jaw and hit her left shoulder, breaking it. The wounds healed surprisingly quickly. By April, her face had a scar she called a dent.
It was bumpy. Like, the scar is bumpy. And I could feel the scar tissue. I don't like it.
Then there are the emotional scars that linger. Like at school. Maria tried going back after the parade.
It was weird. Everyone, like, looked at me differently now. Like, they looked at me like they cared now. Like, they all cared once something happened.
She tried online classes, which didn't work out. Other children survivors of the parade shooting also struggle. Like 11-year-old Samuel Arellano, who was shot in the side. He used to be talkative and outgoing. At school, after the parade, he says,
I never been like this before, but, like, if they tell me to sit down, I get mad. I don't know why.
Each of the kids cope in their own way. Maria makes jokes. Another teenager, Gabriella Majors-Darger, who was burned by sparks from a ricochet bullet, took up boxing for a time. She enjoyed it, but was hesitant to say why.
I'll seem mean if I say it.
Tell me.
I like beating people up. Not in a mean way, I swear.
The long-term effects of gun violence on kids are little researched and poorly understood. But the harm is pervasive. One study of kids injured by guns found significant increases in pain, psychiatric disorders, substance abuse, and medical spending. Patty Davis, a therapist at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, says the nature of gun violence causes many kids to worry that it will happen again.
So not just an accidental trauma, but a trauma that was perpetrated for violent purposes.
Davis says even kids who were there but not shot still flinch at abrupt loud noises like sirens, crowds, and fireworks. Maria Nelson's mom, Erica, watches for anything that might trigger a memory of the parade in her daughter. Like the afternoon they were about to leave a dance recital, and there was a sudden loud boom.
She dropped low to the ground, and then she jumped back up. She's like, oh my God, I was getting shot again. And people looked around because they were like, she said it so loud.
Erica quickly comforted her.
I was like, Maria, shh, shh, shh. It's okay. You're all right. They dropped a table. They're just moving stuff out. It was an accident.
Erica got Maria into therapy. She's hoping it helps. And she's encouraged because Maria wants to go back to school this month. But she's also wary. Maria told her there's a chance she could be shot again at school because schools get shot up a lot these days. Her mother replied, we can't think like that. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.
KCUR's series The Injured is being produced with our partner KFF Health News and reporter Bram Sable-Smith.